personalization and customization how the best retailers grow and retain their customer base? Hi, this is Stacey Dermont, speaking on behalf of Jeff Levitt and the team at Synergy Trading Corp, a proud member of the Plum Club. In this podcast, we will talk about how the entire retail landscape is being changed by the ever-increasing growth of personalized experiences, as well as personalized or customized products. In order to thrive, the goal of any business is to satisfy the wants and needs of its customers. We need to cater to the needs of the market, and to do this, we need to understand what motivates today's customers. We can learn by observing, by asking questions, and by studying other successful businesses. We need to determine who our customers are and what motivates them in deciding what to buy and who to buy it from. Today's customers, especially the younger ones, are increasingly looking to make purchases that they feel represent the individual that they are, their taste, and their values. They do not want to be made to feel like they are just part of some demographic, and they don't want to feel like their choices or options are being pre-selected for them by the retailer or the manufacturer. This trend is happening now across most areas of retail, from furniture to clothes and cosmetics, and it is especially true for major emotional purchases like engagement and wedding bands, but can also be a factor in many other types of jewelry purchases. Generation X, Millennials, and Generation Z are very different from the baby boomers that came before them. As a baby boomer myself, I'm acutely aware of how my analog upbringing has differed from the digital internet age that my children grew up in. How we shop, how we research, how and where we are influenced has changed completely over the last 20 to 30 years. This has created new challenges, but it has also created new opportunities, as will be explored now as we continue. Today we will explore two related areas, personalization and customization. These two areas can help enable the retailer in providing an experience for their clients that will satisfy them and keep them coming back as loyal customers. Let's begin. How consumers shop has been changing, and those changes were accelerated by COVID. 3/4 of consumers switched stores, products, or their shopping methods during the pandemic, and 80% of them will continue their new behaviors. Store loyalty and product loyalty have become more elusive, so it is more important than ever for retailers to get it right. Retailers can become leaders in personalization by tailoring their offerings and their outreach to reach the right individuals with the right experiences at the right time. Online interactions have surged, exposing consumers to the personalization options offered by e-commerce leaders. As a result, this is raising the bar for everybody else. Whether on the web, on your mobile phone, or in person, personalization is fast becoming the new default. Personalization will be looked at in two ways. Not only personalizing the products sold, but also personalizing the entire shopping experience. Let's focus first with personalizing the product. According to Go Kickflip, 77% of customers are willing to pay more for personalized fashion accessories and jewelry. According to McKinsey, 71% of consumers expect companies to deliver personalized interactions, and 76% of those consumers will get frustrated when this does not happen. Personalization is a major driver of retailer performance. Faster-growing companies gain 40% more of their revenue from personalization than their slower-growing competitors, again, according to McKinsey. As they like to put it, personalization punches above its weight, no matter whether the company is a digital native, a brick-and-mortar player, or a behind-the-scenes producer or supplier. There are two types of products we are discussing here. Products designed from scratch by or for the customer, and products modified or personalized by the customer. One survey has shown that 52% of people think that a customized product makes them unique compared to others. In most cases, we are not referring to a completely custom handmade item, but rather allowing the customer to start with an existing offering and make changes to it. What is the main difference between customized product and personalized product? For our discussion, personalization is where we start with an item and then we modify it per the customer's wishes, making any number of changes. Using the example of engagement rings, examples of personalized changes could be changes in center shape, center size, material changes to the metal or type of gemstones, and perhaps some other minor design changes as well. Customized product is designed by or for the customer and may begin with a photo, a sketch, or a physical sample and will involve creating a piece of jewelry that the customer will feel was their unique design. But the lines between customization and personalization overlap, and the main issue here is that many of today's customers will want to feel that their purchase is unique and a true representation of their taste and their values. Another added benefit of the process is that the feedback we gain from working with our customers on their customized requirements can help us learn how to enhance what we are already offering and make better decisions about new products we purchase or develop. There are many types of jewelry that can be personalized and many ways in which to do it. Some of these have been around for quite some time, others are much newer, and all of them are made easier than ever to show and to produce thanks to modern technology. For example, name jewelry is not new, but digital technology can allow your customer to spell their name, select a font, select a jewelry style and a metal, and immediately see what it would look like as a necklace, bracelet, or ring. Maybe even try it on virtually. Offering this experience in your store or on your website creates a fun experience for your customer and can quickly and easily generate a sale. Not long ago, it would have been prohibitively expensive to make all those models and produce and photograph all those samples. Now we use CAD model making and CAD rendering processes to efficiently create multiple models and incredibly realistic images in a variety of metal colors and gemstones. It's still a lot of work for the developer, but considering the options generated, it is well worth the effort. Product configurators for design your own engagement ring have become more and more popular over recent years. Some start with a center diamond, others start with a mounting. They all work a bit differently, but the main point of all is for the customer to build their own ring for a unique and personalized experience. And with the added features made possible by augmented reality, the customer can see the jewelry on a hand, ear, or wrist, adjust it to their skin tone, or even try the item on virtually. This can be applied to mother's jewelry, theme jewelry, bracelets, earrings, or necklaces. There's really no limit to what is possible. The result is a highly personalized and fun experience for our customers that greatly increases the likelihood of them finding, actually creating, the item they want to purchase. There are many benefits that the retailer will reap through customization and personalization. First and foremost is, you will satisfy your customer, as there is nothing better than a happy customer who feels that you went the extra mile to help them get exactly what they wanted, rather than just settle for something that was nice, but not quite what they were hoping for. Your happy customer is far more likely to give glowing recommendations to others about their experience and perhaps post about it on social media. Research shows that at least 20% of customers will gladly pay extra for a product that was made specifically for them. These sales can lead to increased margins and increased overall revenue. Customers who have purchased customized or personalized items from you will now trust you to a much greater degree and are far more likely to buy from you again, as you have made them feel appreciated. And we all know that repeat customers are a key component of a successful jewelry retail business. Retailers need to differentiate themselves from their competition, especially when the competition includes independents, mall stores, mass merchants, and online stores. Offering personalization and highlighting it as a selling point of your business can help attract more new customers and can also help you keep them. The customization process also lends itself to deepening your relationship with the customer by communicating throughout the process. You can show them the sketches, CADs, and models as the project progresses, strengthening the customer's emotional involvement and sense of ownership in the design, and also strengthening their relationship with you. The customer will gain trust and confidence that the finished item will meet or exceed their expectations. When the project is completed, you also have a great opportunity to post images of the process on social media to attract new clients and to reassure existing ones. Let's now also talk about personalizing the consumer's experience in interacting with your business. When consumers are asked what makes them feel they are having a personalized experience, They mention wanting to shop with retailers who recognize them as individuals and know their interests. They want any positive interactions that make them feel special. They want to feel that the retailer or brand is investing in a relationship with them, not just making a sale. Checking back with them after the purchase, providing any extra instructions for product care or how-to, or even asking the client to write a review all create a positive sense of a personalized experience. And of course, there are many other areas that enhance the shopping experience and the sense of personalization. The biggest one, and a pet peeve of mine, is to make sure it is easy to navigate in-store and online. Offer your client only relevant product or service recommendations. Send only tailored messages. Acknowledge and help celebrate milestones like birthdays and anniversaries in a timely way. Personalize all communications by addressing the client by name, just to name a few. The point is that personalization is a major driving force not only in the actual products we create, but in the entire experience we offer our clients. According to McKinsey, 76% of consumers said that receiving personalized communications was a key factor in their consideration of a brand, and 78% said that this also made them more likely to repurchase. The bottom line is, personalization is a very effective way to drive repeat engagement and loyalty, and the repeated interactions provide more and more data to help you provide even more relevant experiences. This can lead to long-term customer loyalty. And one more big bonus, 78% of consumers are more likely to recommend their family and friends to companies that personalize. McKinsey points out that today's retail environment is challenging, as you will face price pressure from discounters, disruption of the market from online players, and increased price transparency for shoppers due to the vast information easily found online. Traditionally, retailers differentiated themselves with exclusive products or pricing promotions. That still works, but not as well as it used to, as competitors can imitate what you are doing. But another way to differentiate your store is by using personalized approaches to create unique shopping experiences that are tailored to individual customers. When executed well, these experiences not only create differentiation, but they're also difficult to imitate. Online pioneers like Amazon have created in customers an expectation that they will have a personalized experience. Epsilon and GBH Insights did a study and found that 80% of respondents want personalization from retailers. They are now expecting it and taking it for granted, and when the retailer gets it wrong, they may depart and go to your competitor. Personalization was once mostly used for targeted offers, but now is extending to the entire customer experience. Customers want personalization throughout their interactions with you. By having multiple personalized touchpoints, the customer can allocate their time and their money based on their personal preferences. When it works best, the retailer makes the customer part of the dialogue, and they obtain data that they can leverage to create one-to-one personalization. None of this is easy. It will take time and some investment, but the results speak for themselves. Positive consumer experience yields 20% higher customer satisfaction rates and a boost of 10 to 15% in sales conversion rates. Getting to the financial bottom line, customer experience leaders in retail, those with consistently high customer satisfaction scores, have provided their shareholders with returns 3 times higher than retailers with low customer satisfaction scores. In starting a personalization program, McKinsey recommends initially focusing on your most loyal customers, as the return on investment will typically be 3 times higher than a mass approach. This also allows you to build more data on these most loyal customers, helping to continue to boost response rates. Nobody does this better than Amazon. They use sophisticated analytics to shape their personalization strategy. Most of us are quite familiar with Amazon, but here's a quick summary. View a product, and they will show you other products often purchased with it. Then, in the customer's shopping cart, they will display items that can be bundled with the items in the shopping cart. Beyond this transaction, Amazon will send emails confirming the transaction and recommending additional products. Taking it further, Amazon Prime Wardrobe launched a personal shopping service for Prime members. The customer completes a survey about their style and fit preferences, and a team of stylists at Amazon makes personalized recommendations for from the vast number of items that they offer. Of course, most of us do not have the massive budgets of Amazon to do what they do, but smaller retailers with much less sophisticated systems are still forging ahead and raising the bar for themselves and their competitors. Major retailers such as Sephora and Nike are using various personalization strategies with huge results. If consumers are motivated to personalize their experiences with makeup and sneakers, imagine how motivated they will be when making major purchases of fine jewelry. But none of this is easy, which can be seen as a negative or a positive. If it was easy, everybody would do it and there would be no competitive advantage. The upside is that those of us who take on the challenge and commit to and implement a long-term strategy for personalization will gain a huge competitive advantage. Initial challenges include the gathering of data, developing the analytics to utilize the data, aligning your organization and staff to this way of gathering and sharing data, and having the correct tools or partners to execute personalization. To implement your personalization strategy, McKinsey breaks it down into 8 parts. 1. Data management. Develop a strategy for what type of data you want to obtain about your customers. Quality should take precedence over quantity. You need the right data. 2. Segment your customers. Identify their value triggers and score them accordingly. 3. Create a library of campaigns and content that you can match up against customers. 4. Develop a decision engine for campaign coordination to prevent any conflicting messages and result in getting maximum value from each touchpoint. 5. Create your team to manage weekly deployment. Have a culture of test and learn. This team should include your tech people, sales, merchandising, and marketing. You want to avoid any organizational silos. You want a mixed team working together. 6. Secure the correct capabilities and talent, including setting the right culture from the top. 7. Technology. Start with what you have, get the most value from it to be fully optimized, and enhance it as needed. Perhaps build a more flexible platform on top of your legacy system. 8. Test and learn. Don't wait for perfection. Get started and improve over time using analytics. In summary, we hope you can see that developing and implementing a personalization strategy takes planning, focus, and commitment to make it work. For personalizing the shopping experience, it may require investing in outside help with technology or marketing or additional staffing. As suggested above, start small using the resources you have and then be open to getting help where needed to enhance your efforts and your results. For product personalization, you can speak with your existing vendors and find out what they have to offer, and also put together some questions to ask of potential new vendors. In today's world, vendors are expected not only to make beautiful products, we're also here to help you sell them. There are many ways to achieve this, but consumers are seeing more and more sophisticated and personalized experiences on the websites of leading retailers and manufacturers in other fields. Jewelers are competing with many other product categories for consumers' time and money. The better we get at creating a personalized, enjoyable experience for our customers, the more successful we will be individually and as an industry. All of us at Synergy Trading thank you for your time and wish you all great success.